We are back. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS, 622 on a Tuesday evening. Thanks for joining us. Well, the Lansing Community College Board deciding to move forward with $67 million in capital improvements. But why now, and what kinds of upgrades will future students get to look forward to? To find out, I'm joined by LCC Provost Dr. Stephanie Shanblatt. Stephanie, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
So this is the moment to spend almost $70 million for improvements?
Well, a number of these projects have been in the planning stages for a number of years. So this is not just a moment in time. This is many years of planning. And with interest rates so low and with some of our classroom buildings really at a point where they needed major renovation, not just to look nicer, but also infrastructure, things like heating and ventilation. It is the right time for Lansing Community College to go forward.
So this is a multi-year project in terms of the upgrades. What's going to happen with the students going to school for the next couple of years at LCC?
Sure. Well, for instance, in our primary classroom building, the Arts and Sciences building, we will do it a floor at a time. So one semester we'll do one floor, next semester we'll do the next floor. So that, yes, there will be some minor disruptions for students. We'll have classes in other buildings on campus during that time, but we won't just completely close the building for the entire duration.
So we're actually talking about the infrastructure. Is it somehow crumbling, or are classrooms looking shabby?
Well, I think some of the classrooms really haven't been updated since the building was built over 40 years ago. So, some things have been added and changed, but we're redoing the building to increase the number of science labs we have because so many more students are interested in science fields or science-related fields. So we needed more laboratory space, and you really kind of have to tear the whole place apart to turn classrooms into laboratories.
And the technology upgrades, can you be specific on what that's going to involve?
Well, the technology upgrades really will just allow us to use both current technology and we hope future technology in that, you know, they will be, we hope the technology will be as flexible as possible. It will be where we are currently today. It's impossible to predict what technology will be like in 20 years, but we hope that the building will be redone in a way that would allow for changes in the future as they come along.
So, you know, this involves the internet technology is going to be incorporated. Are you talking about in terms of infrastructure, is there going to be any kind of IT equipment installed?
Well, probably both, actually. Certainly the building will be wired. I mean, our campus is now all wireless, but we will add, you know, make sure that capability is strong and that there, you know, the right cabling in the walls to do all that sort of thing.
Well, let me ask you, in terms of the motivation, is it a matter of drawing more students in? What is the current status of the student body, and can the college actually handle a larger student body?
Well, the college does have capacity to handle more students. We really feel that what this will do is give the students who come a better experience. We hope then that more students will stay a little bit longer and get their degrees so that it's really talking about the entire student experience, making it more possible for students to interact with each other, so there'll be better spaces where students can work in small study groups together, better spaces where students can interact with faculty members on an informal basis.
Is that a problem, though, students leaving, many students leaving?
It happens at every college, and every college tries to do their best to engage students and to keep them there. Sometimes at LCC, students who are planning to transfer to a four-year school may transfer after 1 year as opposed to after 2 years. They could save more money if they stay the entire 2 years and then transfer. So we want to make sure that the student experience is a really good one and students really feel and really are getting a first-rate education, not just from our faculty, but also from the facilities that we offer them.
The numbers, then, what is the current student body, and what is the max that LCC could really handle?
Well, our current student body is just under 20,000. We could probably handle several thousand more, a few thousand more anyway, comfortably. Obviously, you have to hire more faculty members to have that many more students, but we could do that. So we could grow a little bit.
I'm talking to Lansing Community College Provost Dr. Stephanie Shanblatt. Now, apparently one of the proposals that is quite controversial is the replacement of the pool in the Gannon building with a food court in a common area at a cost of over $18 million. Some are saying that pool is being used for essential classes, life-saving techniques, and so on. So where does that stand? Will that pool be replaced?
Well, that has not yet been decided by the board. Part of that $18 million for the entire Gannon renovation was for that piece of the project. That was less than half of the $18 million. So that whole amount is not to create the student commons. But the board is still discussing that. They're still looking at options. We're looking at how else we might be able to serve the students that we do serve in our aquatics program.
Well, is the idea, though, that the pool is being underutilized and this common area would be of more use?
That is the idea, yes.
And the chances are, though, with the money that you're spending, that there won't be a new pool built elsewhere.
You know, I couldn't make that promise to you. Anything is possible at this point. The board has asked us to continue to explore possibilities, and so that was last night, so we haven't really had a chance to thoroughly explore those possibilities. I wouldn't rule out any option at this point.
Now, the $45 million of the project funded by bonds, $10 million coming from the state, $11 million coming from LCC savings. So how much money does that leave in the college's savings account?
Oh, well, that was money that we set aside specifically for this project because we've been planning for a couple of years on getting this capital outlay money for the Arts and Sciences building, and we knew that we had to match it. The capital outlay covers half of the Arts and Sciences renovation, and the college is required to make an equal match from the state money. So over the last couple of years, we've been putting money aside separate from our regular, if you will, rainy day account to specifically for this project.
I see. So, what is the remaining rainy day fund then? After
it's about $18 million.
$18 million is there. Mm-hmm. And the project then will go on for, several years then?
Probably about 2.5 years is what we anticipate to completion.
I see. But
in part because it's being staged.
I see. Ultimately, the buildings will be utilized as work is ongoing, as you're saying. Different floors will be used and so on. Excellent. Well, Lansing Community College Provost Dr. Stephanie Shanblatt. Stephanie, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Thank you.
Well, right now what's happening is the most massive power outage in human history. It's occurring in India, but could something like that happen right here in the U.S.? I will be joined by the foremost expert in the U.S. electricity grid, also an expert in smart grid technology. That is next right here on 1320 WILS.